Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Avram Goldar and the Zerkes Mod Katan Daf Yud Alf. The first parak, Mashkin Beis Hashlachim. The first parak has been generously sponsored in the memory of Menachem Mendel, ben Rav Yosef Yitzchak Isaac Cohen, and his son Habachi Yosef Yitzchak Isaac ben Rav Menachem Mendel Cohen. May their neshamas have an aliyah. Before we begin, I want to mention I'm going to start including the pop quiz at the end of the shir, like I used to do. I've gotten a number of requests. People in the car, it's much easier to listen to one file. Also, people are listening on Kol HaLashon by phone and also via the Zichru Hotline, which we have set up, which takes you directly to the Shiurim on the Daf. The number for the Zichru Hotline is 929-447-0033. And it's a shame for people listening by phone not to be able to have access to the pop quiz. So I'm going to go back to a 10-question pop quiz with 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtas, but I will also include the pop quiz as a separate file for those who prefer just having it as a separate file. So the 3 different topics we're going to focus on. Number 1, the next Mishnah states, Osi makil agagul merpeses maisa hedyot, avol maisa uman. We may make a railing for a roof or a balcony in the work of a layman, but not the work of a craftsman. The Gemara asks, what's considered maisa hedyot? And Rabbi Yosef says, behutza bedafna, with palm branches and laurel branches. Rashi explains that he stands up the laurels as posts and then weaves the palm branches between them to make the railing. Another option was taught in a braisa, tsar b'tsror ve'eno tak b'tit. He piles stones on top of one another and does not cement them with mortar. Point number 2, the Mishnah states, Hatsir v'hatsirar v'akor v'amanu v'amavteach shenishbaru mesaknim b'mod. If a pivot or a sock, which Rashi explains is a hole in the door that holds the lower pivot, or a lintel, lock, or key broke, one may fix them on chol mod. Ubavad shul yiskaven lasos malachta b'mod, provided that the person didn't plan to do his work on chol mod. The Gemara asks, how can the Mishnah say that it's permitted to fix certain items on chol mod? Because there's a Mishnah Maaseh Sheni regarding the innovations of Yochanan Kohen Gadol that says, ad yamav hayapatish makab Yushalayim, until his days, the hammer would bang in Yushalayim, which implies that only until his days, working with tools was permitted, but afterwards, they became prohibited. After the first answer is rejected, the Gemara brings 3 more answers. Rav Chisda answered, Habemagale habechatzini. Our mission is dealing with large saws, which produce no noise, whereas the other mission is dealing with axes, which make noise. Rav Papa said that our mission was stated before the Gezerah, and the other mission was stated after the Gezerah. Rav Ashi answered that the author of the mission regarding Yochanan Kohen Gadol is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that repairs on Chol Hamoed to save from irretrievable loss must be done in an unusual way, whereas the Mishnah here is Rabbi Yossi, who holds that such work can be done in the usual manner. And point number 3, the opening Mishnah, the second parak, discusses what one should do if he turned over his olives in order to press them, the ira lo evil or ones or shitu polim. And then he became an avel when it's prohibited to work, or it was before a festival when he turned over his olives and he couldn't press because of some ones or because his workers tricked him, which Rashi explains to mean that they promised they would come and they didn't show up. The Gemara notes the Mishnah began with the case of mourning and concluded with what to do in the case of a Chol Hamoed and never came back to what should be done in Avelos. Rav Shisha, the son of Rav Idi, said, this tells us, Advarim Mutarim B'mod Asur B'mei Evelo. Things that are permitted during Chol Hamoed are forbidden to do during Avelos. Rav Ashi disagrees and says, L'maboy Kamar. The Mishnah is presenting the halachos in the format of it's not necessary, meaning it's not necessary to state that malach is permitted during Avelos in the case of financial loss, since the prohibition not to do malach is only the Rabbanan. But even during Chol Hamoed, when the prohibition against malach is a deraisa, but Makom Seda Shal Rabbanan, in the place of financial loss, the rabbis permitted the malacha. The Gemara brings a long braisa that supports Rav Shisha, the son of Rav Idi. So once again, the 3 points are number 1. The next Mishnah states, Osi makil agagul merpeses maisa hedyot, avol maisa uman. We may make a railing for a roof or a balcony in the work of a layman, but not the work of a craftsman. The Gemara asks, what's considered maisa hedyot? And Rabbi Yosef says, behutza bedafna, with palm branches and laurel branches. Rashi explains that he stands up the laurels as posts and then weaves the palm branches between them to make the railing. Another option was taught in a braisa, tsar b'tsror ve'eno tak b'tit. He piles stones on top of one another and does not cement them with mortar. Point number 2, the Mishnah states, Hatsir v'hatsirar v'akor v'amanu v'amavteach shenishbaru mesaknim b'mod. If a pivot or a sock, which Rashi explains is a hole in the door that holds the lower pivot, or a lintel, lock, or key broke, one may fix them on chol mod. Ubavad shul yiskaven lasos malachta b'mod, provided that the person didn't plan to do his work on chol mod. The Gemara asks, how can the Mishnah say that it's permitted to fix certain items on chol mod? Because there's a Mishnah Maaseh Sheni regarding the innovations of Yochanan Kohen Gadol that says, ad yamav hayapatish makab Yushalayim, until his days, the hammer would bang in Yushalayim, which implies that only until his days, working with tools was permitted, but afterwards, they became prohibited. After the first answer is rejected, the Gemara brings three more answers. Rav Chisda answered, Habemagale habechatzini. Our mission is dealing with large saws, which produce no noise, whereas the other mission is dealing with axes, which make noise. Rav Papa said that our mission was stated before the Gezera, and the other mission was stated after the Gezera. Rav Ashi answered that the author of the mission regarding Yochan Kohen Gadol is Rav Yehuda, who holds that repairs on Chol Hamoed to save from irretrievable loss must be done in an unusual way, whereas the Mishnah here is Rabbi Yossi holds that such work can be done in the usual manner. And point number three, the opening Mishnah, the second parak, discusses what one should do if he turned over his olives in order to press them, the irrelo evil or ones or shitu polim, and then he became an avel when it's prohibited to work, or it was before a festival when he turned over his olives and he couldn't press because of some ones or because his workers tricked him, which Rashi explains to mean that they promised they would come and they didn't show up. The Gemara notes the Mishnah began with the case of mourning and concluded with what to do in the case of a Chol Hamoed and never came back to what should be done in Avelos. Rav Shisha, the son of Rav Edi, said, this tells us, Dvarim mutarim b'mod, asurim b'mei evlo. Things that are permitted during Chol Hamoed are forbidden to do during Avelos. Rav Ashi disagrees and says, l'maboy kamar. The Mishnah is presenting the halachos in the format of it's not necessary, meaning it's not necessary to state that malach is permitted during Avelos in the case of financial loss, since the prohibition not to do malach is only the Rabban. But even during Chol Hamoed, when the prohibition against malach is a deraisa, b'makom seida shel Rabban, in the place of financial loss, the rabbis permitted the malach. The Gemara brings a long braisa that supports Rav Shisha, the son of Rav Edi. All right, so now let's go to our sim for Daf Yudolf, and our standard simon is stars, like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The handyman from five-star layman repairs who put together a railing made of palm and laurel branches on Chol Hamoed and used their silent large saw to fix a door lintel got a call to help a distressed man who had just turned over his olives to press them when he suddenly became an avil. Once again, in slow motion. The handyman from five-star layman repairs. Five-star stars? That must be more Daf Yudolf. The handyman from five-star layman repairs who put together a railing made of palm and laurel branches on Chol Hamoed, which reminds us in the next Mishnah states, Osi makal gagol merpeses maise hedyot avol maise uman. We may make a railing for a roof or a balcony in the work of a layman, but not the work of a craftsman. The Gemara asks, what is considered maise hedyot? And Rabbi Yosef says, behutz v'dafne, with palm branches and laurel branches. A braisa tata can be done by piling stones on top of one another and not cementing them with mortar. So the handyman from five-star layman repairs who put together a railing made of palm and laurel branches on Chol Hamoed and used their silent large saw to fix a door lintel, which reminds us there was a contradiction between our Mishnah, which said repairs can be done on Chol Hamoed, provided they weren't intended to be done then, and a Mishnah of Maaseh Sheni that said until the days of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the hammer would bang in Yerushalayim, which implies that only until his days working with tools was permitted, but afterwards it became prohibited. Three answers are given, one of them being our Mishnah is dealing with large saws, which produce no noise, whereas the other Mishnah is dealing with axes, which make noise. So, the handyman from five-star layman repairs, who put together a railing made of palm and laurel branches on Chol Hamoed, and used their silent large saw to fix a door lintel, got a call to help a distressed man who had just turned over his olives to press them when he suddenly became an avil. Which reminds the Gemara notes that the opening mission of the second parak began with the case of mourning and concluded with what to do in the case of Chol Hamoed, and never came back to what should be done in Avelos. Rav Shisha Breda Rav Edi said that this tells us that things are permitted during Chol Hamoed are forbidden to do during Avelos. Rav Ashi disagrees and says the Mishnah is presenting the halachos in the form of a loma boy. It's not necessary to state that the malacha is permitted during Avelos in the case of financial loss, since the prohibition not to do malacha is only the rabbanon. But even during Chol Hamoed, when the prohibition against malacha is a deraisa, v'makom seida sharu rabbanon, in the place of financial loss, the rabbis permitted the malacha. So once again, the handyman from five-star layman repairs, who put together a railing made of palm and laurel branches on Chol Hamoed and used their silent large saw to fix a door lintel, got a call to help a distressed man who just turned over his olives to press them when he suddenly became an avo. All right, now it's time for our four blah chazara. Dav Zayin, so the simmer Dav Zayin is clay Zayin, a weapon, a gun. So here goes. The heavily armed guards, gun, that must mean we're on Dav Zayin. The heavily armed guards hired to prevent the Kohen from looking at people's Nagaim on Chol Hamoed, which reminds us that we have a Malchus Rav Meir on the Chachamim whether a Kohen can look at a Nega on Chol Hamoed. Rav Meir says, a Kohen may look and examine a Nega Tzras on Chol Hamoed to be Meiko, but not to be Machmir. Rashi explains, the Kohen sees that he's Tamei, shouldn't say anything, because if he declares him Tamei, he'll cause a person distress, and the Torah says, V'samach b'chagecha, and you should rejoice in your Chag. But the Chachamim say, a Kohen may not examine at all, neither to be Meiko nor Machmir. They hold the Kohen who examines a Nega must make a ruling, and if he were to examine it in order to be Meikel, he might end up having to be Machmir. So the heavily armed guards hired to prevent the Kohen from looking at people's Nagaim on Chol HaMoed weren't sure if they should let him go and look at the Metzorah at the end of his second confinement, which reminds us. The Gemara brings a similar Malchokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi, who holds like the Chachamim, and Rebbe qualifies the Malchokas that they only disagree in the case of someone at the end of his second confinement, where his situation will improve if he's Tahor and worsen if he's Tameh, as he'll be distressed on becoming a Metzorah Muchlat. So the heavily armed guards hired to prevent the Kohen from looking at people's Nagaim on Chol HaMoed weren't sure if they should let him go and look at the Metzorah at the end of his second confinement, and told a chazan to come back in a week after Sheva Brachas. Which reminds us, since becoming a Metzorah is dependent on the Kohen's declaration of the person being Tameh, we learn that if a chazan develops a nega, we give him 7 days of a Sheva Brachas before examining it, and we also give him an allowance for his house and clothing. Similarly, if someone develops a nega before a regal, we give him 7 days of the chag before examining it. Daf Ches, so the Simur Daf Ches is Chala. So here goes. The Chol HaMoed Chala delivery truck, Chala, that must be on Daf Ches. The Chol HaMoed Challah delivery truck stopped to drop off free challah to the man reburying his parents' bones, which reminds us that the next Mishnah states where Meir said that a person may gather the bones of his father and mother and bury them in an ancestral pond of Chol HaMoed because it's a simcha for him. Rashi explains that he's happy that they're buried next to their ancestors and it's not distressing for him. Rabbi Yossi said, Abel he will. It's a source of mourning for him and therefore it's prohibited. Even though a person should mourn the entire day when he reinterns the bones, Abai explains that Rebbe Meir means that the simcha of the regal is upon him. Since he's very involved in the simcha of the chag, the reinterment doesn't bother him. So the Chol HaMoed challah delivery truck stopped to drop off free challah to the man reburying his parents' bones, and to the team busy lengthening some kuchin. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ein chofin kuchin u'kvaros b'mod. We may not dig burial alcoves or graves during Chol HaMoed of machanchin as a kuchin b'mod, but we may adjust burial alcoves during Chol HaMoed, which means that we may shorten them. And a braisa teaches that we may also lengthen and widen them, even though it involves more tircha. So the Chol HaMoed delivery truck stopped to drop off free challah to the man reburying his parents' bones, and to the team busy lengthening some kuchin, since they had so much extra challah from the chassan's canceled order, who just found out he couldn't get married on Chol HaMoed. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ein nosin nashim b'moed, lo basulos v'lo amanos v'lo miyabim. We may not marry women in Chol HaMoed, neither virgins or widows, nor may we perform yibum mifnei shesimcha lo, because doing one of these things is a simcha form. And the Gemara brings 4 reasons why it's a problem to have this additional simcha on the chag. Daf Tes, so the simmer daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The ladies enjoying 2 separate 7-day tea parties. Tea? That must mean we're on daf Tes, teapot. The ladies enjoying 2 separate 7-day tea parties, making sure not to mix simchas, which reminds us that the source for Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, we do not mix one simcha with another simcha, comes from a pasuk regarding Shlomo's celebration of the dedication of the base of Mikdash. Shivas Yamim v'Shivas Yamim Arvas Yom, for 7 days, and for 7 more days, 14 days. They celebrate for 7 days before Sukkahs, and then celebrate for 7 days during Sukkahs, for a total of 14 days. The proof is from the redundancy of saying that they celebrate for 14 days, when it had just stated that they had celebrated for 7 days and 7 more days. Shema Mina, Hani L'chud v'Hani L'chud. We can learn from this that the 7 days of celebrating the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash are on their own, and the 7 days of Sukkahs are on their own, meaning that the simchas were not mixed. So the ladies enjoying 2 separate 7-day tea parties, making sure not to mix simchas, were aghast when one lady shared that the Jews ate on Yom Kippur when the Beis HaMikdash was dedicated, which reminds us that the year of the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael did not keep Yom Kippur. They made the following Kal V'Chomer. If by the dedication of the Mishkan, whose Kedusha is not everlasting, and we're dealing with the individual Karbanis of the Nesim, yet it was Docha Shabbos, which is in Isser Skila, then all the more so by the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash, whose Kedusha is everlasting, and the Karbanis of the Tzibur, and in Yom Kippur, the onus is only Karis, that the celebration should override Yom Kippur. So the ladies enjoying 2 separate 7-day tea parties, making sure not to mix simchas, were aghast when one lady shared that the Jews ate on Yom Kippur when the Beis HaMikdash was dedicated, and another one was told her grandson shouldn't leave learning if someone else can pour the tea. Which reminds the Gemara resolves a seeming contradiction between 2 psukim regarding the issue of whether mitzvahs are equal to Talmud Torah by explaining, Kan b'mitzvah she'efshel asos el yidei acherim, that here in the pasuk that mitzvahs do not compare to Talmud Torah, it refers to a mitzvah that can be performed by others. Therefore, one who is learning should let someone else do the mitzvah. Kan b'mitzvah she'efshel asos el yidei acherim, whereas here, in the pasuk that implies the mitzvahs are equal to Talmud Torah, it refers to a mitzvah which cannot be done by others. Therefore, a person learning should stop learning and perform the mitzvah. Daf Yud. So the Simur Daf Yud is a minyan of Yidden. So here goes. The minyan of Yidden, that must be more on Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden wearing messed up hems that they sewed on Chol HaMoed, which reminds us the Mishnah stated a hedyot tov for Kedarcho. A layman may sew in his usual way during Chol HaMoed. The Gemara in Ardav has what's considered a layman, and the Yeshiva Rebbe Yana answered, whoever's unable to skillfully pull a needle of stitches through the fabric at the same time. But Yossi Bar Chanina said, whoever cannot form a straight hem on the bottom of his garment. So the minion of Yidden wearing messed up hems that they sewed on Chol HaMoed had time to go out to the field to collect some large twigs for the Shul's Chol HaMoed bonfire. Which reminds us, if one only takes large twigs and leaves the small ones when clearing a field, then it appears his intentions for gathering wood to fuel a fire, which is permitted on Chol HaMoed. But if he takes both the large and small twigs, then it appears that his intention is to clear the field so that he can plant, which is forbidden. So the minion of Yidden wearing messed up hems that they sowed on Chol HaMoed had time to go out to the field to collect some large twigs for the Shul's Chol HaMoed bonfire, because their shops were closed over the Chag for merchandising. Which reminds us, Rav said in his 8th ruling, any amount of merchandising in Chol HaMoed is prohibited. Rav Yossi Bar Avin said, but in the case of a loss, it is permitted. Rashi explains that if the person will have a loss if he does not sell it on Chol HaMoed, but where a loss is not prevented by selling it specifically on Chol HaMoed, it is forbidden. All right, now it's time to conclude with our 10-question pop quiz, plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtos. Number 1, which daf do Rav Meir and Rav Yossi disagree whether a Kohen can check Negaim on Chol HaMoed in the case of a Metzora Muskar at the end of a second confinement? That's on Daf Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that one is permitted to destroy anthills on Chol HaMoed? That's on Daf Vav. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that the source for Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha is learned from the dedication of the base of Mikdash? That's on Daf Test. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have a Malchus whether the halachas of Avelos are more chamor than the halachas of a Chol HaMoed or not? That's on Daf Yidalef. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn any amount of merchandising on Chol HaMoed is prohibited? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn one should not leave his learning if it's a mitzvah she'ef shel lasos al yidei acherim? That's on Daf Test. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have a malchus whether one can gather bones for reinterment on Chol HaMoed? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that one can discern if one is collecting wood for a fire when he's only collecting the large twigs, not the small twigs? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 9. Which daf are 4 reasons given as to why we do not get married on Chol HaMoed? That's on Daf Ches. Good. And number 10, which daf do we learn that a hedyot is permitted to sew on Chol HaMoed? That's on Daf Yud. Excellent. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1, which daf do we learn the 2 nighttime mitzvahs are Mikra Megillah and Gesiras HaOmer? That's on Daf Chaf HaMegillah. Good. Number 2, which daf do we discuss Bechiyah Shochinim? That's on Daf Chaf Tes and Tainus. Good. And number 3, which daf do we learn that young birds will not go to another dovecote if it's around the corner since they lose sight of their dovecote? That's on Daf Yidalef and Bey. Excellent. So that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.